Michael Belsky, the attorney representing Sybil DiMaggio, says the NTSB report reflects what happens when those in charge fail to take simple measures to protect construction workers.
We learned from the NTSB report that there have been multiple other accidents in this exact spot, which highlighted the importance of taking simple measures like reducing the speed limit or shutting down the left lane of travel. These measures were costly and were never implemented.
Belsky went on to explain there was a sign warning that the shoulder was closed, but that sign had been knocked down and never replaced. There was also supposed to be a protection vehicle that day that would act as a barrier for the workers, but that vehicle had been moved and left unattended, which created a 149-foot gap that allowed the accident to happen. Caitlin Bancroft, WBAL News Radio, 1090 and FM 101.5.